Paul tells Timothy and us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. We'll take a look at that truth and how to handle it next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. All our lives we spend studying for this test, studying for that job, studying for this or that or the other thing. That's what we do. But when it comes to our relationship with Christ, oftentimes we leave off the study of God's Word, thinking it'll just happen by osmosis. Welcome to Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. If you'll join us for the next few minutes, we'll do just that. Study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, we thank you for tuning in to Abounding Grace today. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and we are taking up the subject this week of the power of the message preached, emphasizing that, calling us back to value this great means as we look at and study what happened in Acts chapter 16 with Lydia. There, Paul's preaching. And what happens? A certain woman we read named Lydia heard. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. That's how powerful the message is preached. And we have set that in contrast to a typical tendency today to downplay that and to search for anything and everything else in order that we might tickle people's ears and make them interested in the truths of Christianity. Well, I've always said on Abounding Grace, the results are not our concern. Those belong to God. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. Notice here, God opens up the heart of Lydia to heed the things spoken. Our job is to be faithful to convey this message preached, to preach it in the power and unction of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sure that we can discern today anymore what that kind of preaching sounds like as opposed to a man standing up and giving his ideas, his anecdotes, his little messages, his little homilies, his little stories to help us along our journey, practical nuggets for life. The kind of preaching that the Bible says truly saves is the kind of preaching that kills you, meaning it brings an end to you and raises you anew in Christ. When that occurs, the Spirit then works one way or the other. Through that means, as the message is faithfully delivered, He chooses to save. Now, I want to see this week. I want you to look at this today with me on Abounding Grace. Just a brief survey in Acts. We saw that already with Lydia here. The Lord opened her heart through this message that was given to her by Paul. I think of Philip in this connection. The Spirit tells him to overtake the Ethiopian eunuch's chariot. Remember that in Acts chapter 8? And what does he find? Well, as he walks up to this Ethiopian eunuch reading, he finds that he's reading Isaiah, and this is the passage in Acts chapter 8, verse 32, out of Isaiah 53 that he was reading. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice is taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Now, the Ethiopian's reading the Bible in his chariot by himself. And what does the Lord say? Go overtake his chariot. Now, what does that tell you, my friends? Reading the Bible, as wonderful as it is, reading the Bible in the corners of your house, reading it in personal devotion is important, but it's not good enough. Now, that's going to be striking to some people today. That's going to be striking because we have been so used to being our own little islands. Everything is on our own. Even the danger with radio ministry is that we think this suffices or this replaces active involvement and sitting under the preaching of the gospel in the church. Not so. Bible study wasn't good enough because Philip had to be sent to him to preach the word to him. And this comes out because the Ethiopian eunuch says, I ask you, he's asking Philip, whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? And what he's demonstrating there is that all of Scripture points us to Christ, and God sends messengers to proclaim Christ from all of Scripture. But he didn't ultimately understand these passages. So what had to happen? Philip says, "Do you know what you're reading?" He says, "How can I unless someone guides me?" There it is. How can I do personal Bible study and understand it unless someone guides me? That has to happen. Now, in the Christian life, sure, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And as we grow in these truths, we do grow in our understanding as Christians. But as the gospel goes out and as it plunders people out of the darkness, someone must guide them. The gospel must be preached to them. So what happens in Acts chapter 8? This is what we read, verse 35. "Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here's some water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' Then he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.'" What had happened? Philip opened his mouth. Notice the emphasis on that here in Acts. He opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. What happens? That's when the Spirit acted and changed the heart. He opened his mouth and preached, and the change occurred. Now, we see this again and again in Acts. Here's Peter going to Cornelius, that Gentile, to baptize him. Remember, the Lord had sent Peter to Cornelius saying, "Do not call common what the Lord has cleansed." What does Peter do? Here's Acts chapter 10. This is verse 38. "God anointed Jesus," Peter's preaching here, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and of the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." Now listen to this, my friends. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on those who heard the word. How did the Holy Spirit come? Wasn't through dramatic signs and visions and dreams and these things. It was through the preaching of the gospel. And he fell as that was being faithfully preached. The Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. Those who heard. Same thing. Just keep going. In Acts chapter 11, we see this again. We read that all the people are sent preaching, but some of them who were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, we read of all these people who were sent preaching, but some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned. You hear it? God sent preachers. They preached. The Lord blessed it, and a great number heard and believed and turned. Now, this is the program of gospel ministry. This is the program of our evangelization of the world. Romans 10, "How shall they call in him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent?" Did you hear the necessities there? A preacher has to be sent. He has to proclaim. The hearer has to hear it. They have to believe it, and they have to call on Jesus. It's all in place when the preacher honors the mission that God has given to preach the word. Now, notice Peter's sermon wasn't full of all these little anecdotes for living. Peter's sermon wasn't full of story time telling. Peter was not tickling ears. He was faithful to one deposit of truth, one core message of Christianity, one core message of the Bible: Christ and him crucified. He preached Jesus. And as that was done, God chose to change hearts through the messenger being faithful to his calling to preach the word in season and out of season. And as we express confidence in that, the Lord delights to change the hearts of us and our children. Now, isn't that just what happens in our text this week with Lydia? Paul speaks, Lydia hears, and what do you read in the text? This is the most amazing verse in Acts. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. Let me give you the sense today of this. The Lord did what? Literally opened completely. He opened wide her heart to literally heed, right? But what does heed mean? To hold on to. It almost gives the sense of addiction to the word. She paid such close attention to the word spoken by Paul. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord, in his great power, opens up the heart through the message of Christ preached. The Lord does that through this means of preaching in his powerful sovereignty. And he opens wide the sinner's heart, and the sinner hears it and latches onto those words with such hold, almost as an addiction. They are addicted to the word of God that they can do nothing but hear to the profit and salvation of their own souls. God has control of the heart. We forget that in the Christian ministry today. That the results are the Lord's. We have one concern: be faithful to what he's commanded us to do. Paul said to Timothy, I command you, I commission you, preach the word in season and out of season, because the time is going to come when they do not endure sound doctrine. They're not going to do this. But instead, because they have itching ears, they're going to heap for themselves teachers and turn their ears away from the truth. They will have itching ears. They will want their ears tickled, and they will not want the message preached. Well, my friends, are we living in that day? We need a drastic return to this. We need a recovery of this, the pearl of great price, as Christ is preached and sinners are conveyed through this means from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light by the Lord, who is the opener of the heart. So glad you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace. We want to, as always, extend a warm invite for you to join us at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached in season and out of season. That is our commitment, to preach the word expositionally. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, 360-318-0429 is the phone number. We thank you for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you. Hallelujah.